how has that changed the dynamic and maybe trust in that line?
Well, if you started just with the basics, I think Andrew was 7-1 last game on the faceoffs. So starting with the pucks always a better thing, and it would give me more confidence to use him in the defensive zone, which is a place that you watch young players a little bit as shift starts. Their progress, any of the four or five of them, we think has gone well. I mean, you've got a couple of young guys on the wings that are learning. It takes these guys a while. I've liked the progression of Jack Roslovic in the middle, but Andrew's got more experience there. But Andrew can also do some really good things with the puck. You know, he's got some hands to him, but his smart. So his hockey IQ. Andrew's one of those rare players that we never really showed much video to from the time he got here. Just didn't make many mistakes. So he can stabilize that group, and it's true, off the bench. So I've got more time for that fourth line. You know, every kind of week they get a little bit better. And then they have some success, so now we have an interest in making sure that we can kind of keep that going. It's on them to bring the intensity level that allow them to play, but there would be, you know, just it's all incremental. Just a little more faith in what they can do. It's true of your bench as well, and that may be almost as important. That it's kind of like your backup goalie going in and you have a belief that he can win you the game. If you're putting the fourth line out, usually you're making the decision to put them out instead of your first if you're doing a normal 1-4. If you're going to make that decision, they want to see something good happening as well. But I think there's good progress there. Individually, there's been good progress with both those young guys.
Andrew had a good thing going with Lowry and Tanev.
Right.
Obviously, the concussions and missing time and coming back, and some may view this as a demotion for him, and he doesn't view it that way. He's
right.
Still averaging around 12 minutes or so,
right,
up in that realm, a little bit less. But is it kind of, I mean, again, the not a demotion, it seems almost kind of added responsibility for him in a lot of ways?
Like, I think there's more than one aspect to Andrew Copp's game. He can play the wing, and he can defend, and he can make good defensive decisions. And I think he does a good job with his mindset. When he's playing with Adam Lowry, that comes first. He's not trying a little extra. With these guys, and he knows who he's playing against as well, there's an opportunity there. It allows him to show some of the other things that he's capable of doing. He's also at center ice. I think a position, those guys who come in at center would always prefer to be at center, so there's a positive there for him. We'll get him out on the PK, and when their line plays like that, they're going to be able to generate some chances. Everybody wants to play in the offensive zone. It doesn't make you a bad player if you want to score, right? So he gets a little chance with these guys, one sample. So there's other ways to do it in our lineup. Perreault could play left wing there as well, and that would be an offensive unit too. So there's other places that we can go. But Matty Perreault, you know, went five games with a goal playing on that line, albeit he got some power play goals, but that line had a little something going as well.
Last one for me. You mentioned about Jack and being happy with his progression at center. He moves over to the wing, and it was interesting to hear him talk about what it's like to play center with new players,
right,
playing wing with a veteran center. And,
right.
And is that going to help him in the long run in his game, just as he continues to play?
Yeah, a guy that's going back and forth. Jack learns from the centerman he plays with, but he's also, even though he's playing the wing, he's going to be watching Scheifele and Little and Lowry. That's a really tough position to break into, because you're a defenseman on our end of the ice and you're expected to generate offense in the other end. You've got the face-off responsibilities that are different in the National Hockey League. There's more intensity put into the face-off, so there's a lot more to learn, and learning other... You can learn from by observing on the wing. There's less to process on the wing, for sure. And when you're processing less, you have a tendency to go faster. And that's really where we're trying to get Lemieux's game and Roslovic's game into a real high-paced game.
Blake joked between periods in Edmonton about the old man can still put the puck in the net once in a while. He's on pace for his lowest goal total in his career, of course, his highest point total. What do you see in him as still some pride as a goal scorer? What do you see in him as a shooter still?
I haven't had a run of games where I left the bench going, he's not shooting the puck. The two players, Mark and whoever is on the left wing, are so dynamic that the pass is always a really good option, and we don't ever talk about it, other than the fact that maybe check in once to make sure that you're feeling okay about shooting the puck, because what's happening is a lot of these penalty kills now are taking the other four options away, and he's put in a position to shoot the puck, and he scored some goals from there. He's come very, very close to scoring goals. Blake's offensive game, I mean, I don't do anything with it, really. I talked to him a few times about his positioning on the way up the ice in terms of what they're trying, what their line's trying to accomplish. But I spend no time worrying about Blake Wheeler.
Blake and Mark, of course, getting selected to play in the All-Star game in a few weeks' time. Just your thoughts on their season, I guess, so far, and their work ethic on the ice.
Rightfully so. Sometimes, and it's a function of requirements by each of these teams in this new structure, it may not be the two drivers off your team. Sometimes we've had one guy selected, but those are the right two guys here for the year that we've had. And I'm glad they get an opportunity to go together. I think it's great for Mark. He's earned it. Mark's been a powerful man this year and had an incredible month of December. So rightfully so that those two guys go on. And again, I'm glad they're going together.
Has it crossed your mind you could be coaching at this game?
Well, I don't know if there's any coaching that goes involved. I guarantee you one thing, nobody in San Jose or any NHL city is buying a ticket because they might have a chance to watch Paul Maurice coach. That is a fact.
Be divorced family,
mate. No, they won't be anywhere near San Jose. But they're still, maybe they still got a chance. Pete might be there, I guess. I don't know how what the cutoff is or when you go or not, but I won't be selling any tickets, that's for sure.